الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back in our silsila. In this silsila, we discuss and talk about some of the things that people rush into. Today we're going to discuss about a very, very important topic and such a sin that many people fall into this trap of the shaitan and start committing sins. And today's topic that I'm going to start with is the topic of suspicion. You know, badgumani, suspicion. A lot of people fall into this trap of the shaitan. As usual, we're going to start with the blessing of reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There is a beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam quoted in Firdausul Akhbar. Amir Ahl Sunnat has mentioned this hadith in many of his bayans as well. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says that, O people, on the day of judgment, to save yourself from the hardships and the calamities, recite as much durood as possible unto me. Allah Azza wa Jal will save you from the problems and the calamities of the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Going into the first thing that we're going to talk about today is suspicion. And before that, I want to mention a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that avoid suspicion. Avoid suspicion. Suspicion means badgumani. Avoid suspicion, as suspicion is a bad lie. You know, and if you talk about this hadith, the scholars, they've commentated on this hadith and they said that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he mentioned this hadith, and the one thing that we learn from this is do not have suspicion on any other Muslim. And there is a story in Rawzul Riyahin that a poor man, he once came to a shopkeeper. And when he went close to him, he made a dua in the court of Allah that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I am hungry. And O Allah Azza wa Jal, feed me with food. And that person, he thought to himself that, he has come close to me and made this dua. If he had asked me for some food, I may have given him food. But because he's showing off and because he said that, because I am here, I am listening to his dua, I'm not going to give him anything. And as he said that, that poor person, he moved to a side and he sat down. And then a while later, a person, he came to that poor man and he gave him a tray which is full of food. And that shopkeeper, he was looking at that. And he thought, no, how did he, you know, who is this person that bought food for him? So he went up to that person and he says, who are you? And who sent you here? And he says that, it has been a long time that we have not had a proper meal at home. And today, I worked hard and I got paid one gold coin. One gold coin. And he says that I've been paid one gold coin. And I went home and I bought some food. I gave it to my wife so that she can cook this food. And he says, as my wife started cooking the food, I went to sleep. And in my dream, I saw the beloved and beautiful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he gave salam to me. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that this food that you have given your wife to cook, I want you to give this food to that poor person who is sat in such a place. And whatever food is left over, you and your wife can eat that, and Allah Ta'ala will bestow blessings upon that food. And he says that as soon as I woke up, I asked my wife and she says, yeah, the food is ready. And he says, I need to take this food somewhere. So he brought the food and he says, now I am presenting it to this person because he is the one I have been told that I will give the food to him. And that person, he says, that what reward did the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam says that he will give you? He says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he says, if you feed that person, I guarantee you paradise. I guarantee you paradise. And this person, this shopkeeper, when he heard that, he says that, I will give you that one gold coin. Make me a partner in that paradise, that palace that you will get in paradise. I'll give you this one gold coin. And the person, he says that, no, I'm not going to give you. I'm not going to make you my partner in this. And he says, I'll give you 10 gold coins. Again, he says, no. He says, I'll give you 20 gold coins. He says that, no, I will never make you a partner in what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has blessed me. And that person, that poor man, he ate the food, and whatever he could eat, he ate, and then he gave the rest back to that person, and that person, he went home. Now, this shopkeeper, because of that suspicion, he thought that this is just a normal person. He's making dua, and he wants me to listen to the dua so that I can give him food. So what did he do? Because of suspicion, he lost out on such a beautiful blessing. Maybe it could be that if that person gave food to that person, to that poor man, maybe Allah Ta'ala Azza wa Jal would have granted him so much blessings in this world and the hereafter. Only because of suspicion, because of badgumani, he lost all that. And my dear Islam brothers, in the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions about this serious sin. In para number 26, Surah Al-Hujurat, verse number 12, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا جِتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْدَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ. Translation, O believers, save yourself from much suspicion, as some suspicion is a sin. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentions in the Quran that we should not have suspicion, especially on Muslims. Don't suspect of someone doing something. You know, it may be that we don't even know what that person is doing. And this is exactly what Sayyiduna Imam Fakhruddin Razi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, a great wali and a great debater of his time. He says in Tafsir al-Kabir, this is quoted, that someone's name may seem bad, but in reality, it might not be the case. Maybe the person is doing a mistake, or the one observing is making a mistake. Now, sometimes you see someone doing something, and especially straight away, we have this suspicion. Oh, yeah, he does this. Yeah, if someone is used to, you know, his name is always brought up in bad. It's just like the boy who cried wolf. Yeah, what happens is a person, he suspects someone, or oh, it's going to be him. My dear Islam brothers, what is badgumani? What is the definition of suspicion? Every thought that is made by observing something physical is called guman, suspicion. And in Arabic, it's also called zan. And zan means at a distance you see smoke and a fire is suspected. And my dear Islam brothers, those sins that people commit in hastiness, amongst them is a suspicion as well. Now, so many things people start to build suspicions in their mind about people. Let's just talk about some of these things, and you'll be amazed that these things may be, these are everyday things that we do. Now, these might be the sins, ma'azallah, that we have started to commit as well. For example, if someone doesn't answer his phone call, you're trying to ring someone, he doesn't answer his call, straight away, a person, he has this suspicion in his mind, he starts to suspect, see, he's not picking my phone up, he's deliberately not picking my phone up, he knows I'm going to ring him, he knows that I am ringing him, but he's not picking his phone up. See, his phone is dead, he's always going onto a silent mode, therefore, this person deliberately is avoiding me. Now, this is suez done, we cannot allow this. Islam doesn't give permission for that. Maybe there is a reason he doesn't want to pick your phone up. Either he's in a place where you can't pick your phone up. For example, if he's driving his car, he sees that you're phoning him, he doesn't have a hands-free, and then you're ringing him, he doesn't pick his phone up, and you know, do you want him to pick his phone up and get caught by the cops, and then he gets a fine, and then he gets 3 points on his license? He doesn't want to do that. He doesn't want to break the law. So then straight away we assume, these are assumptions that come into our minds. He's not picking my phone up because he knows I'm ringing him. Or maybe he's had a missed call from you. You know, we've rang him in the morning and it's now evening time. He's got my missed call. He knows I rang him. He's deliberately not ringing back. Maybe he doesn't have any credits on his phone. So just the way sometimes you don't have credits on your phone. Sometimes people ring you and you don't answer them back. You may have forgot. You know, this is natural. You forget things. So if he sees your missed call, and he's about to sit in the car, and he's about to drive his car, or he's driving, and he sees a missed call, and he says to himself, okay, as soon as I, you know, get up the motorway, or as soon as I get to my destination, if I go home, if I go work, I'll go and I'll ring him. And as soon as he gets home, there are a million other things that he's put into. And as soon as he gets to work, he's so busy that he, by mistake, he's forgotten you to ring you back. But that doesn't mean that he's purposely not ringing you, and by us thinking bad about him, and then we are having so much sins, we were always targeting him, this is what he's doing deliberately, now this is not suspicion anymore. You are not only suspecting that person now, what you are doing is you are targeting that person, that he is doing it deliberately. Ma'azallah, people, you know, they sometimes start talking bad about someone. And that is another sin. I don't want to go into that sin. But again, my dear Islam brothers, if someone doesn't answer your phone call, it doesn't mean that he's avoiding you. It means a lot of things. It means he won't have no credit. It means his battery is dead. It means that he's put his phone somewhere that, you know, it's on silent. He may be asleep. He's not answering your call. Kids might be playing with his phone. And so many times, you know, Islam brothers have said that, look, my son, he plays about with my phone. I don't even know when people ring me. So please, do not have bad suspicions about anyone, especially when you are ringing someone. So we need to calm down. And we need to calm down in assuming things and labeling people as, ma'azallah, fraudsters and labeling people as liars. That is wrong. You cannot call a Muslim a liar. You cannot call a Muslim a fraudster only because he doesn't answer your phone call. These are lame, stupid little things that then we start having arguments over them. The other thing, someone, he got fired from a job. Yeah, you have someone who's working in the same department. You maybe you've had a little argument with that person before, and now you've been fired from your job. You've been sacked from your job. Again, straight away, the assumption that we'll have about that person, I bet he's involved in it. Oh, don't you know? I know that person. He doesn't like me. He's got envy against me. He's jealous of me. You know, I was getting a good job. I was climbing the ladder. I was too close to the manager. You know, the manager was looking after me. Yeah, he was jealous about me. And now because he sacked me, it's because of him. He's probably told him bad things. That might not be the case. It might be yourself. You were a good worker. But now because you're very, very close to the manager, you started to slow down on the work. You thought to yourself, I'm trying to give you that this thought, my dear Islam brothers. It might be yourself. You might be at fault. It might be because of your fault that you've been sacked. You've come late to work for the last 3-4 days. What do you expect the manager to give you a pay rise? Yeah, he sacked you because you're coming late to work. Yeah, he sacked you because you're always on there, on WhatsApp, sending messages. You're always on social media, chatting away with your friends. Yeah, your work has decreased. There is no, you know, you don't put the effort in your work. He sacked you for that. Not because someone spragged on you and he sacked you. No, that's not the case. Again, my business is slowing down. Now, I bet someone's done ta'weez. I bet the business, the next door neighbor, because I'm in, you know, in a good position. Maybe he wants my business to go down. Maybe he wants me to lose out on my business so that he can flourish. That's again assumption. That might not be the case. And it might be that that person is making dua for you. But then what will you suspect? It might be that one day he has some ulama-i kiram in his business, they're making dua for him because his business is slow and they have ulama-i kiram there and they're making dua straight away. See, now he's bought someone, he's making dua, and I bet they're making dua against me. Yeah, you see a ta'weez, a little piece of paper which has some writing written on it, and then you go to someone, you show it to an amil, and he will straight away, you know, he'll give you that. In a mindset or someone's done ta'weez on your shop. That's it. I knew that was the case. I knew this guy. Yeah, I knew he was up to something. He was up to no good. I know this person. He's the one who does ta'weez on me. Yeah. Then, my dear Islam brothers, look at yourself. Your business is not doing well because your opening hours might not be as better. Your business is not doing well because you haven't invested too much. You haven't invested much in your business. Your business might not be doing well, it's because you don't have them products that people are looking for. Why are you blaming on him for? Why are you blaming on the third person? Why are you not looking at your own self? It may be that you're not even giving time to your business. Maybe, you know, you don't have that passion for that business anymore. And then again, the shaitan, He will put these thoughts in our minds. Someone else has done it. Someone's given ta'weez. Someone's done black magic on my business. Again, it's black magic. You don't even read your namaz. There is no blessing in your business. You don't read durood e paak unto the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You don't try to become a good Muslim. You're watching films, dramas. You're doing all the bad things. How do you expect business to flourish? How do you expect Allah Ta'ala to shower blessings on your business? That is why your business is going down. Yeah, you are assuming that it's the next door neighbor. It's so and so. It's the other guy who comes to my business every day. He comes, he's tasbih in his hand. He's always rolling when he comes into my shop. Yeah, he's reading durood e paak. He wants to read some durood e paak, so he comes into your business, he wants to buy something, or maybe he's come in, he's forgot something and he's walked out again. You know, no. He's got ta'weez in it. He's got ta'weez. He's the one who put ta'weez there. He had the tasbih in his hand, he was reading something. I saw him, he was blowing on something. All these things, by the Islam brothers. You know, we're always assuming all these suspicions that we are having in our mind. Yet the true thing is that there's something else. We are not going to the root cause of these problems. Yeah? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we should always think good about every Muslim. Even we know that Muslim or we don't know that person. The other thing, my dear Islam brothers, could be that weakness in the ijtima. You know, you've arranged an ijtima, you've arranged a gathering, and there might be something, the sound system might not be right, yeah, or the muballigh who's come, he's come a bit late. And again, what happens? See, the sound system isn't right. I told him not to take it from him. See, he's deliberately doing that because he wants the ijtima to be a flop. He's deliberately done that. Now, as again, we are assuming and digging a hole for ourselves. Yeah, the ijtima was a flop is because you didn't give time. The ijtima may be a flop is because you did not invite many brothers. You thought someone else is doing it. You were chilling out. You weren't giving as much time as other people. And then what do you blame? You blame onto the sound system. You blame on someone else. Yeah, it's very easy to do that, isn't it? Blame on someone else. Something goes wrong, it's him. Never me. Because why? I am a complete person. I can't do anything wrong. I can't commit sins. Yeah? Ma'azallah, I'm ma'asoom. I can't commit sins. Yeah, that's not the case. The case is that it may be that you've done something, or okay, if the sound system is bad, you know, that person, he tried his best to get it working. But right at the last minute, something goes wrong. I know, you know, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami's weekly ijtimaas, and then Rabiul Noor Sharif ijtimaas, Gyarmi Sharif ijtimaas. There's so many gatherings that we have. You know, all these gatherings, if there's a hiccup in one of them, that doesn't mean that so-and-so did that. Okay, so what? End of day, if the ijtima was a flop, in a sense that the sound system wasn't working, well, you know, where's your ikhlas gone? We should make dua, we should prepare for the next ijtima as a team, because you need to work as a team. And if you don't work as a team, that is when you start to flop. Just like the Buzurgan-e-Deen, the pious people, they said that those who work as a team, Allah Ta'ala shower blessings upon them. Yeah, work as a team, don't work individually. You will not be able to fight the shaitan individually. We're not that pious, we're not that educated, so we can fight the shaitan. Always fight the shaitan with this thought in your mind that if Allah Ta'ala wills, inshallah, this ijtima will be successful. And if ijtima, there's not many people turned out, don't point towards anyone else. Don't say he didn't invite anyone. Don't say that he didn't put his all effort inside. Don't ever think about that. Yeah, Peer Sahib has told the above. Yeah, the person he's given me something to do, but it doesn't even work. That Peer Sahib, yeah, he doesn't even read namaz. So therefore, whatever wazifa he gives, it doesn't work. Yeah, or Peer Sahib is talking about something about his own self that I did this, I did that. Assume people start assuming. See. He's calling, you know, he's so big-headed, ma'azallah. We start talking about bad about even pious people. And then sometimes, that the one who owes you money, and you try to ring him, he's not answering your calls. See, he's not answering my call. He knows that I owe him money. He told me today he's going to pay me, and now I'm ringing him. Yeah, he's not answering my call deliberately. Maybe he's not answering your call deliberately. But does Shariat give me permission that I start targeting that person? I hurl abuse at that person. I tell other people how bad he is. I tell other people to keep away from him because he owes me that money and is deliberately not paying back. Maybe there is a reason. Maybe there is a genuine reason that person, he was going to pay you. He had the intention to pay you. And then what happened at the day before? He had a car accident. So he needed that money. He spent that money on the car so that he can get his car on the road again, so that he can work and give you that money back. And we are the Islam brothers. We need to think of these. And especially when you've given someone a loan, a qarz-e hasana to someone, you've helped a family member. Don't talk about people. You know, I am the one who helped him. Now what's happening? You're being arrogant. You're being selfish now, because you're belittling that person in front of other people. Sometimes what happens is that the one who comes late, if someone has come late, you know, you had a meeting arranged and that person is late, you know, we start assuming, see, I bet he got out from late home. Now, you're not gonna be good in his eyes, are you? You talk bad about someone, and that person will be thinking that, look, there was a genuine reason that I am late. Maybe he doesn't want to tell you what that reason is. That's up to him. It might be a shari reason why he can't tell you that. And again, we say, see, tell me why you're late. See, he's not telling me why he's late, so he's done it deliberately. That is wrong. You know, we shouldn't belittle a Muslim in front of any other Muslim. Even if that person has done something wrong, don't tell other people about his mistake. Sometimes, you know, especially parents, they will take their son or daughter to a muballigh, and a son to a muballigh, and their daughter to a muballigha, and they'll say, oh, can you tell my kid off? You know, they don't listen to me. Can you tell my son? He doesn't respect his parents. He doesn't do this. He doesn't go to work. He's always sat at home watching telly. You're belittling your own son in front of the muballigh and your own daughter in front of the muballigha. Why? What do you expect? Do you expect him to go home now and stay in your feet and kiss your feet? That's not going to happen, I'm afraid. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, we need to learn these etiquettes and we need to learn these rights. And Alhamdulillah, so wajal, Amir Ahl Sunnat, the leader and founder of Dawat Islami, the Arakeen-e Shura, and the Muballighs of Dawat Islami, there will be so many beyond on these topics. Especially, you know, if the son, if he's married, his wife has done something, she's not cooking at home. Again, the mother-in-law, she's going to start blaming the wife, she's going to tell her son, oh, this is what your wife did. She slept all day. She hasn't worked anything. I did all the work. And why was she sleeping? I don't know. She was watching films yesterday, wasn't she? So therefore, she couldn't wake up on time. I got to go and drop the kids off at school. And she was there watching films. You know, for the sake of Allah, calm down. She has a genuine headache that she can't wake up. She's got a reason why she did not cook food for you, because she's got blisters on her hands. Yeah, there is a reason. She's got a flu. She's got temperature. That's why she can't do the work. And then vice versa. The mother-in-law, if she does something wrong, the daughter-in-law, as soon as the husband comes back home, oh, do you know what your mom did today? And then what happens? The son, because if he doesn't have that Islamic education, ma'azallah, he's going to go up to his mother. You know, did you have an argument with my wife? Why did you say this to my wife? Ma'azallah, you're not talking to your wife, my brother. You're talking to your mother. And your mother is in her feet. That's where paradise lies. If this is the attitude that you are showing your mother because of your wife telling you something wrong about your mother, even though it's right, even though she was right, but you don't have no excuse that you go up to your mother and you talk to her in this disrespectful manner. Never ever would Islam give you that permission to talk to your parents, either be a mother or a father. No, even, you know, elder relations, your uncle, your mamu, your cha-cha, your aunties, you know, all other relationships, you know, they're older than you. You respect them. If they are wrong, you deal it in a good manner. And if they don't accept that they have done wrong, that you've done your bit. You just tell them that, look, I think you were wrong, and this is the reason I think you're wrong. But because you're older than me, you have that respect, and then you walk away. Yeah? And this is what we need to do, my dear Islam brothers. We need to make our house, especially our homes today, there's World War III, there's so many world wars happening in our own homes. Why? It's because of suspicion. The father is suspecting his son. The son is suspecting his wife, his mother, his father. The daughter-in-law is suspecting the mother. You know, the mother is suspecting her daughter-in-law, and the daughter-in-law is suspecting her own sister-in-law. There's so much wars going on in our home. It's a war zone. How can we change this? And unless we change it, we're going to be falling into more problems, and more problems. And to solve these problems, what people will do is they will go to an amil who will charge them money, because all he's there is for business. Yeah, he's there for business because he wants you to find. He wants you to fight again. We cannot even have that, a suspicion about an amil as that. Oh, is he going to send me? He's going to charge me money? He's going to do that? No, not everyone is like that. But majority of the time, my dear Islamic brothers, you have the solution in your own home. Be polite to everyone. Be kind to someone. Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that be like a child at home and be like a man outside. When you are outside, be like a man. You need to make so many faisles you need to make. Yeah, be a man. And when you are at home, be like a child. You know, if a little child, you hit that child, he'll cry, he'll run away from you. A few minutes later, when you give him a sweet, he comes back running to you. Yeah? So when you are like this at home, you've had an argument with your mom and dad. Yeah? Don't, you know, just say, alright, that's it, I've had enough, I'm not staying in this house anymore, and you leave your home. Yeah? You leave your parents. Those parents who bought you up when you were nothing, they brought you to this world. They bought you up when you could not even walk, they were the ones who made, they supported you and you started walking. You couldn't even speak, and they did everything for you. And just because now they are old and they don't have that same mentality as you, yeah, you become an educated person now. Yeah, you're respected amongst your own group of people. Now your parents are, ma'azallah, they're old school, yeah? They're old school, they're uneducated, they don't know about the modern times. You know better than your parents. The day you think that you know better than your parents, that's the day when your destruction will start. The day you think about but about your own parents, that's the day when destruction will start for you. There is a saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the mafhum is that a person who, ma'azallah, he causes pain to his parents, either one of them, the mother or the father, he causes them pain, he will not die unless Allah ta'ala takes revenge from that person. So be very, very kind. Amir al-Sunnah, alhamdulillah, another way that we can make our home a beautiful home is to listen to the bayans of Amir al-Sunnah. And these bayans, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, there was a DVD, there was a waqia, where an Islamic brother, he says that, I had that same environment at home, where the whole family members, especially me and our wife, we were always fighting with one another, arguments over little, you know, petty little things, we used to start having arguments. And then he says that I went to an ijtima, and on the Maktabatul Madina Basta, I found this DVD, Ghar Aman Ka Gehwara Kaise Bane. And he says that, I thought, you know, with good intentions, because I'm going to listen to this, maybe there's something that Amir al-Sunnah can teach me so that I can become a good husband. So he says that I took home, I watched that DVD, and he says that, alhamdulillah, I learned a lot of things, and I kept that DVD on inside the DVD player. And then I invited my wife to watch that as well, and she watched that as well, and alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, today, we are having such a beautiful life. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, these were some of the things, especially suspicion, because it's such a sin that is so common today, that is breaking friendships, that is, you know, breaking our own relationships. The father has broken relationship with his own son. Blood relations don't even talk to one another. And another thing is someone who earns money. Another, you know, overnight he's become a millionaire. Overnight he start to drive a car, you know, a fancy car, and you think to yourself, wow, a 30 grand car, where did you get the money from? Immediately what comes into our mind? Yeah, drug money, you know, this, maybe he's robbed a bank, maybe he's killed someone, you know, maybe it's old credit card fraud, you know, he's done something dodgy, that's why he's got this car. My brother, it's none of your business. You know, why is it to you that where he got the money from? You're only jealous on this, yeah? So my dear Islam brothers, what we need to do is we need to try to make our mindset. So next time when we see someone doing something wrong, always try to have a husn-e zan. That is why the ulama, the scholars, they say that if you find 100 faults in someone, still love that person and respect him because of one thing that he has done good. 99 bad things are inside that person. He does 99 bad things, but there's one thing that he does good. Love and respect him because he does that good thing. And once you start suspecting someone, that is going to go on to other sins. Then you start to blame someone. And that blame will start to commit more sins. You'll start to backbite against that person. And when you start to backbite, then you're going to start telling tales. You're going to tell other people as well. So my dear Islam brothers, and viewers of Madani channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, I wish whatever we've learned today, especially about this sin, that these are called the diseases of the heart. Diseases of the heart. And unless we start to, you know, resolve these things, they're going to get worse. The disease is going to spread. It's like a cancer that starts spreading into your heart and it destroys your spiritual life. And once that spiritual life is destroyed, then, you know, we're going to be roaming the world. We're going to be walking. It's like we're walking dead. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, may Allah Azza wa Jal give me and you the ability to act upon what we have said. And especially, may we have a good husn zan amongst other people and in our own families as well. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Often hastiness is from sin.